the neuroscience behind this is really, I find, fascinating. When we're just, in a way, doing nothing, resting back, most people are in recursive negative thinking. This is their default network, where we default into thinking about things that had to do with the past or how we're projecting them into the future. And we get caught often in negative recursive thinking about how we didn't do it right, how we wished we could have done it better. We also have what we call the negative bias here, where we're more apt to remember when somebody says something negative to us than when somebody says something positive to us. This is a survival instinct. And it also is where we feel our sense of I, me, mine versus you and theirs. So it's the sense of separation we experience when we're in our default network. Then we have what's called the dorsal attention network. And this is where we learn how to move our attention. So take a moment and let your attention open to the environment around you, to sounds that may be going on, sensations in your body, different emotions that might be present. And then unhook from your attention and watch how it just moves around by itself for a few moments. We can quickly see that our attention network is constantly roaming around. It's a survival mechanism. It's looking for threat. It's trying to help us stay safe in our environment. When this gets overactive through trauma, through long-term stress, it can stay turned on and overactivate parts of our brain like the amygdala, which is responsible for emotions. And often when we get hijacked by a particular emotion, it's because the amygdala has become overactive, or the hippocampus can become underactive with trauma. And this is where we are unable to have a sense of perspective. And so we can overreact given past trauma or future or present events that we're projecting into our life. There's a third, the control network. This is mediating between this default network and this dorsal attention network. And it's like the executive control center in our prefrontal cortex, which is helping us move through the world and create social relationships, create a sense of time and how to act in the world. Then there's what's called the present-centered network. When we become quiet or in a meditative quality or state of mind, this present-centered network tends to become more active. It's more, as you can see in the drawing, it's more in the right upper quadrant of our brain. And when our present-centered network turns on, what we see is high-level gamma being produced, which leads to a sense of non-separation or deeper intercorrelation of relatedness to ourselves, to the world around us and others. It also is linked to insight. The moment you have an insight, we can see in your brain, it produces high-level gamma, which is helping us come into what Dan Siegel has coined this beautiful word, infinite possibilities. So this is where we can open to new understandings that we can have when we're simply being held hostage in our default network. And interestingly, when people are in their present-centered network and they're being under study, we see them giving reports of having a greater sense of well-being, a sense of peacefulness, equanimity, and a higher order of resilience when they're under stress. So what we want to do is down-regulate or deactivate slightly the default network so we can get out of these self-referencing negative thought patterns and come more into this present-centered network where we're open to insight and we can ask access information we otherwise can't find when we're just in our default network.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to RadicalRecoverySummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.